Happy Monday, boys and girls. My name is Jeffrey Scott Mitchell, coming to you from an undisclosed location, default route, on this beautiful, beautiful Monday. I feel good. I feel really good. I could probably almost say that I feel gooder. I'm just a little bit, I'm definitely gooderish. I'm gooderish for a Monday. Mr. Skill told me 213.2 this morning, which could be the lowest I've ever been on a Monday this year. The first week of September is the metric that I think I came to. Conclusion is being the lowest weighted this year, and I beat that Monday total. It was 214 something. I came up 213.2 this morning. I feel good. The temperature on the weather app said it's 58, 60 degrees out here. But as you can see, it's sunny. I got my sauna suit on. I feel good. I feel energized. I'm getting a lot of sleep. I'm rested. Got a few things to look forward to coming up. My Pittsburgh Steelers are playing some very good football. And what I came up with was they're playing like a winning team, and not just a team that's winning. There's something about, something has shifted. There's a change in attitude or attack or aggression or whatever that Russell Wilson has brought to the team. It may be just that coaching, trust him more, and that just opens up everything. It could be his, the fact that he can throw the ball downfield, which opens it up for the offense of rushing the ball, because they're not going to crowd the line of scrimmage, because they got to beware of our receivers going deep, which opens up for Najee, because we still love to run the ball. We're going to run the ball. We're going to run the ball. That team, I'll be watching it. They're going to run. I'll be like, on first down, da-da-da-da-da-da. They're going to run. Sometimes I'll say, do a play action, break it over, something. But they stick to it. And then towards the end of the game, it pays off. And just, you know, trusting Russell Wilson back there. A whole different ballgame. It feels different. They beat the Washington Commanders yesterday. And, what should I say, the Washington Redskins yesterday. And they did it in gut-wrenching, agonizing fashion down to the end of the game with a fourth down stop, kicking a field goal and giving the ball back to Washington, tying it up, and just simply came down to it. So, yeah, I just saw a text from a friend of mine from where I worked, kind of in relation to this. Mr. Eddie Corral told me that our mutual friend, Mr. Doug Sherman, Douglas Sherman, passed away last night. Douglas Sherman was a Redskin fan, an unapologetic Redskin fan, Trump supporter, who always had a super big heart, always just, always fun, and, you know, he may have been a little bit self-deprecating, but his humor was there. He was always gung-ho and just a good spirit, just a good spirit. And we were just talking about how he, back, I've been looking 30 years. So all the way back, they ain't even looking. She ain't even looking, look. They ain't even looking. They don't look. They are dating back 30 years. Maybe 40. To when we were in Pasadena. Might be close to 40 years. We talk about him and Polly. His, one of his girlfriends, whoever they, whatever they were. You know, him, the trials and tribulations. They put the whole company through. Was dealing with their relationship. And that time he wanted to fight the whole company over that girl. But, and just, and then, to see him get hooked up with his wife now and have a child, to go through that over these last few years, to see him finally have that was very rewarding. I was very happy for him. I was very, very happy for him. Though, a couple of times I thought, dang, dog, how you pull that? How you get that? Go ahead, man. All right. But I was happy for him. He was a Redskin fan. Unapologetically Trump supporter. So it wasn't Commanders. It was Redskins, damn it. And in fact, on a side note, I would even say they was better off calling themselves the Washington Football Team. Commander sounds weird. Guardian sounds weird. I ain't for any of that. It's the Indians and the Redskins, damn it. But anyway, he passed. And, of course, it's not like, I was like super close to him or anything. But there's definitely some sentiment. And I took a pause to acknowledge him and the times we had together, stuff we spent, and going to the draft. I think I even talked about him in another video when I was talking to calling out everybody about our fantasy football league drafts and all that. And I think in that video, I forgot to say Jeff Strings. I think I forgot to call out Jeff Strings. And if I didn't, I throw that in there. But anyway, out here on a Monday, feeling good. Steelers playing good. Got some things coming up. Next couple weekends might be fairly exciting. And of course, Thanksgiving. It's gonna be some eating going on. Hopefully, more than likely, it's gonna be some quality eating. People who, I don't wanna say know how to cook, but can really throw down. People who practice it, let's just put it that way. People who practice it and may have perfected the art of making certain dishes or meals or preparing or whatever. So I'm actually looking forward to that. I'm actually looking forward to a traditional Thanksgiving dinner. Sitting down, I'm the old people now. I'm at the big table. In fact, as soon as I get off here, I'm going to say, hey, we got to have a little table for the kids. I want to have a little table. So it's probably not enough of them, but still, just make it anyway. Make a little table, even if only granddaughter's sitting there, just to have the distinction so I can sit at the big table. I don't think I ever made it to the big table. On my father's side of the family, for Thanksgiving. I don't even think I made it to the big table. Not that I wanted to. I think one time, they even put me in the kitchen. And I'm proud of that. I think it wasn't enough seats, so ended up in the kitchen somehow. Didn't bother me none. I wanted to be with the kids and cut up anyway. I wasn't trying to grow up. Still don't. Well, I can't say that now. Now, I'm loving being older. I'm loving being a grown up. I'm loving what experience brings to me. And the way I handle and operate now, after 60 years of experience and all that, I just like being old. I like where I'm at now. I really, really like where I'm at now. I just do. I got it built. It's in place. Jeffrey TV. Blah, blah, blah. I went through it, that whole thing. Just very, very happy with it right now. very, very happy. Just got a few things that I gotta iron out and work out. As far as my mother, that's probably the biggest thing. It's ahead of me right now, working on her situation, making sure she's taken care of, and make sure I ain't the one to do it, because I am not a caregiver. I told her yesterday, and I mean, it's to the point, I was like, I do not like doing things for other people. I just don't, unless I want to. Unless it's my idea, and it's something I want to, I do not like it. And I had to say it out loud because it was so strong. It was just so strong. I'm not that person. But I know that there are people who are like that. There are some people who almost don't want to do anything but do things for other people. They're not only inclined to do stuff for other people, they're almost built or wired to be happier doing stuff for other people. To the point, they can't even understand what they want. There are people out there who don't even know what they want. You ask them something about how they feel, and their answer contains more about other people and how other people, what other people think and what other people feel. I'm saying, no, I'm asking you, what do you want? If you know, well, you know, it's, I don't know if it's a deflection. It's just a natural, obviously it's a natural disposition because I go to it so naturally. But, and there's some people who are just comfortable being the accommodator or the, you know, the co-pilot, not even the co-pilot, a servant. I mean, to put it crudely and not to, you know, servant has a kind of a demeaning tone to it. In service. There you go, in service. Some people prefer being in service. That's the word. Not me. Not me at all. Zero. Unless I decide that I want it, do it. Don't ask me nothing. That's just my natural inclination. It could be something I'm already doing. It could be something I'm already doing. But if you ask me to do it, my reaction is to grunt and growl. It could be my idea. And then soon as somebody else interjects, not that I don't want to do it anymore, I just have a reaction to that interjection. And I realize, especially out here at the undisclosed location with my mother, my regimen, it's like every minute or pretty much every moment of my day is appropriated. From the time I get up at 9 o'clock, every minute or moment of my day is appropriated to something. Now I leave myself a lot of extra time in there. True, but still, that extra time is precious. Like I'm walking now, I'll get back. I have like an hour and a half before I need to punch in. I cherish that hour and a half. Well, maybe not an hour and a half, probably about like an hour. It'd never be over an hour. Usually leave myself an hour. Get back, shower, get breakfast, which only usually takes about 15, 20 minutes. Cause I wear the same clothes, you know, and kind of like while I'm doing that, I'm straightening it up, cleaning it up, putting things, you know, where they need to be. Just, you know, letting the day unwind and winding in the day without any pressure, without any pressure behind me, just to kind of, you know, hey, let it happen. So, I'm feeling good. As you can see, it's nice and sunshiny out here. I turned the camera around so that you can see better, because if I flip it back, the sun is behind me. you'll get this little glare. Might be a little cool little thing though. You don't know, you never know. Might be a cool little look. In fact, let me take a picture. Take a quick snapshot. Oh, that's how you gotta do it? About like that. That worked? I think it did. Oh, I'm gonna take a snapshot of this too. Love me some trains. I was even thinking about getting a train set. I was thinking, would I get a train set or a racing car set? I was thinking, would I get a train set or a racing car set? First question is, where would I set it up? And of course, I'd probably get some plywood, mount it on the plywood so that I could set it up and put it down. And knowing I'll probably only use it one time, one or two times, just like that. What's it called? Those my Oculus 3D glasses with the big $300 virtual reality Meta Oculus glasses I got sitting in there. I was into it for about a month, 2 months. And then, you know. But it's still there. I feel good. Yeah, it's got to deal with a few things. Regarding my mother, that's the biggest thing on my mind right now. Got to get that worked out so that I can feel at peace with the situation. I don't feel at peace with the situation. Regardless if it's dire or not, regardless if it's something to even worry about. You know, it might not be anything to worry about, blah, 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 blah. But I just don't feel like it's resolved the way it should be. Let's just put, yeah, that's the way, a good way to put it. I don't feel like it's resolved the way it should be. And I want to get on top of it and just get it, you know. I just want to get on top of it. I don't feel like I'm on top of it. My sister may be on top of it. You know, she's handling it. So she may, you know, already have everything worked out. And I'm just coming in late. You know, sometimes, you know, we cool and everything, but sometimes communicating with siblings and people ain't the easiest. Communicating with family sometimes, especially about critical issues or whatever, can get a bit strenuous, tedious, whatever, you know, whatever the word is. Tenuous. Either way. But that's about it. Beautiful Monday, as you can see. Sunshiny. I'll be returning to the default location soon. And it's kind of exciting in that when I return, every day is filled with something. Every day I got something to do above and beyond my normal field work, you know, work day and routine. I got something to do every Monday. I got stuff to do. Like Wednesday, I gotta go to I go into the office on Wednesday, and I gotta stop by the eye doctor, drop off some frames so that I can get some lenses, so I get free lenses this year. Next year I get free lenses and frames. But not free, but I get some for the insurance. But what I might do is check the insurance, take that insurance money, and get some stuff from, get glasses from Zinni. I might do that. But see, they owe me frames. They owe me lenses. maybe if I could just go get the lenses and keep that money. I got to check, you know what I mean? I'm getting a certain amount of money for lenses. I guess they're already paid for. I guess they're not going to give me money for frames. Well, anyway. Yeah. Whatever. Whatever. I'll call them and ask them. And see. Because I could take that money and probably get 3 pair of glasses from Zinni versus what that optometrist is going to charge me for the same price. People seem to be excited today. I'm getting messages and stuff. I guess I'm not the only one feeling good. Well, today's Monday. See, as I'm shooting this, I can see the message, you know, notification come up. See who sent it and get a quick read. I feel good. My fantasy football tonight. It's like I got a 47% chance of winning. I think my opponent has a 53% chance of winning. And it's based on how many points I'm behind and how many points they project each of our players are scoring. And it's like he's set to beat me by like 1.07 points or something like that. That's how close it is. That's just how close it is. He's set to beat me by like 1.07 points. Can't be any closer. I was watching it yesterday. I was watching my running back play last night. I was hoping he'd get points, you know, as many points as he get will help me today. He came through, you know, he got a few points, helped me out. But I'm still like 7 points, but it's like, I'll say like maybe 4 points behind or something like that. But in my player, it just comes out to almost equalize. I don't feel like explaining it. So it's going to be fun to watch the game tonight. Pittsburgh won, my fantasy team can win. If I get the W, that'll make me happy. I want to take home that trophy. We got like you think each of us put in $20 for the pot. So, be a little cash money about this trophy. You know, just bragging rights. It's fun. It's something fun to do. Later in the bed, I got the app on my phone. So it's kind of fun to look at it and watch the games. And I got NFL Sunday tickets, so in Red Zone or whatever, plus I can watch all the games. You know, so I can like tune over to the Detroit game yesterday and watch it, even though the Detroit game was on regular TV. I can watch it on my phone. Well, I was watching Chicago Fire. I think I watched about 4 or 5 episodes of Chicago Fire last night. That doggone Chicago Fire, we only up to 2016. And these shows be having 20-something episodes a year. 22, 23 episodes. I'm like, Jesus. You know, we used to that Netflix 10-episode stuff. What is this 23 episode? It's going to take me 4 years to catch up. But I like it. For whatever reason, I just like it watching it. And it's not the same watching it at home by myself. I got to watch it there with my mother. That's like our thing. Might be even just my thing. That's my thing to sit there, get my food or whatever, and watch it. I feel good. 213.2, y'all. I'm predicting. The way I'm feeling, the way I'm sweating, the way I feel the weather. Not sure if I'll get down to 209. I'll definitely be 210 something. Because I'm 213.2. If I lose my usual 2.8, that'll take me down to 210-4. And if I can get a little extra, you know, be it sweat, water weight, or whatever, I don't care. I want that low number. I would love to see 209 today. They say, well, if you love to see 209, why don't you work out harder? Run, jog, do extra. I just thought of that. And it's probably true, and I probably really could do that. You know, put a little extra effort into it. You know, work out a little harder. Burn those calories. And I definitely considered that. I definitely have considered that before. Well, anyway, swinging on y'all. Two times for me to the funk. And for every elementary particle that has ever existed in any atom, in this or any universe that ever was, is, or will be. A totality of it all. Theory of universe. Hypothesis of all as one. My name is Jeffrey.